Now, the rest of the story. During our last visit, you met an aspiring attorney named Bing Crosby. Today, let's meet an aspiring engineer named Francis, who was born in Hoboken, New Jersey, the son of a fireman. He demonstrated a remarkable aptitude for journalism while still a teenager. He wound up at the Stevens Institute of Technology in an engineering program. Then one evening in 1933, Francis took his fiancée, Nancy, to a vaudeville house in Jersey City. Performing that night was crooner Bing Crosby. Francis had never heard Bing in person before, but he was so immensely and immediately impressed that he vowed that very night that he, Francis, would quit school and become a professional singer, and he did. And, of course, you've guessed by now that Francis was Frank Sinatra. But that's not quite the rest of the story. You see, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra were related. They knew it, but I doubt you ever did. And the relationship is really unbelievable, particularly considering that both of these crooners, Crosby and Sinatra, were also related to composer Irving Berlin as well. How in the world could that be? Well, Irving Berlin, 100 years old this May 11, was Russian-born, was brought to the United States by his parents in 1893. Irving Berlin was kind of a quirky composer. Do you know that he wrote most all of his myriad masterworks in the key of F sharp major? But he wrote on an especially built piano which could shift gears. The piano itself could shift into different keys automatically. Few composers who ever lived have given the world so much melody. Alexander's Ragtime Band, God Bless America, Easter Parade, White Christmas. My goodness. It was Bing Crosby who debuted White Christmas in the 1942 classic motion picture Holiday Inn. And yet Crosby and Sinatra were related to Irving Berlin otherwise. As even more incredibly, all three of them were related to British playwright and composer Noel Coward. In 1953 were published 51 original songs by Noel Coward's musical productions, the volume entitled The Noel Coward Songbook. It remains a favorite among professionals and everyday music lovers alike. Again, I said 53 original songs. Actually, Noel Coward composed almost 100, and the lyrics to go with them, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, I'll See You Again. All of his songs possess the elegance, the sophistication, the charm, which so many subsequent songwriters have tried to capture in vain. So how are these four musical greats related? They're related as you would never imagine, not by blood, of course, but by an incredible something in common. Few composers, few have contributed as much to the delight of the world as have Noel Coward and Irving Berlin. Few interpreters of music have placed their stamps so indelibly on their art as have Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. And yet none of them, not one of them, neither Crosby, nor Coward, nor Sinatra, nor Irving Berlin himself, not one of these incomparable music men could either write or even read music. And now you know the rest of the story.